Final hour to go with Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. We'll take your calls. Those of you who have been on hold since last hour, we will use you as the first up. So we'll get ready for that. And Tom is still taking text and tweets. And also don't forget the toll-free number to call for assistance, 1-855-949-7234. And welcome back. George Norrie along with Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. That's the website to go to set a world record. Just slam it with your cell phone and go online with your desktop and take a look at some of the things that they do. Doc, you were talking about the age of those folks out there in Europe, Asia area. 122, maybe even higher?
I'm sorry?
The age of those folks, 122, maybe even higher?
Oh, yes, 120, okay, is their projected life expectancy. But many of them live to be 130, 140, 150.
Amazing.
They do live a long time. And so that's why we chose to get our minerals, our 75 minerals, from the places where those people come from. We didn't just grind up clay and that sort of stuff. To, you know, do like everybody else did, limestone and so forth. We got these plant-derived colloidal minerals, and we have a salt, which is sodium chloride, sea salt, okay, which is one of the oldest supplements ever, sea salt. But we also have in there these minerals from the algae and the plankton and seaweed and stuff around the coast of Australia and New Zealand. And so that's how I use my salt. I don't just use table salt, which is salt. Okay, I use the salt with like 60 minerals in it.
Oh, that's the way to do it.
Yeah, and so that's available through Youngevity also.
Back to the calls. Keith in Colorado, welcome to the program. Hi, Keith.
Hi, I have two questions.
Okay.
One specific to my health and one very quick one about a kind of bread.
Okay.
Which do you want?
Let's take them both. Start with your health.
Right. Well, the bread one, I've read that sourdough breads and sprouted grain breads, which I've been eating sprouted grain bread for the last couple months, and I don't notice any negative things from it like I do with regular bread. I've read that those two breads do not have gluten. Is that true?
Well, I don't know the answer to that, okay? But what you want to do is see it in writing, because people say that, and they could be made with oats, okay? And oats, the gluten in oats is called gliadin. And so you can say there's no gluten in there, but it's called gliadin, but it's still gluten. If it's made with buckwheat, and if that bread is made with buckwheat, like buckwheat pancakes and buckwheat noodles and buckwheat bread and buckwheat biscuits and stuff, it has that phagopyrins in it, which is worse than gluten.
Do some packages, Doc, say gluten-free? I think so, don't they?
Some packages say gluten-free, okay. And again, you still have to look at the ingredient list to see if there's buckwheat in there. Okay, very important, because you can get really nailed hard if you have bread and pancakes and noodles and stuff like that are made with buckwheat and think you're safe because it says no gluten on it.
Yeah, I stopped all that. Keith, let's go back to your health question. Go ahead.
Okay, 6 weeks ago I called you, talked to you, and I gave you some symptoms I've been having for a couple years off and on. After being kicked in the head in martial arts class, I've also had 3 neck sprains and three or four fractured ribs. But I mainly called about my lower back pain, which has been constant. And you asked me 4 questions. Do I pee a lot at night? Yes. And in the day, too, it's like constant and I can't hold it. Do I have ringing in the ears? Yes. That began about 3 days before I called you 6 weeks ago. Do I feel off balance? Yes. When the right side of my body feels out of sync with my left, which hasn't occurred since I've been using the Heart and Brain Pack and the EFAs and the Glucogel and the 90 Essentials that you have prescribed for me. And I'm feeling a lot better, but I don't know why and I don't know how, because it's not specific to any particular thing that I can tell. But anyway, before I talked to you 6 weeks ago, I went to my doctor. I told her the symptoms. She told me to get an MRI. I got an MRI. She wanted me to get a contrast MRI after that because she couldn't see enough on the regular, and I didn't want to get the injection of the toxic liquid into my veins, so I stuck with the regular MRI. She said the only thing she could see on the MRI was some white spots on my brain, and she suspects gliosis and or multiple sclerosis. And I'm wanting to know how you, after answering those 4 questions all yes, how you came to the conclusion, and I trust you more than I trust Herb.
Okay, let me answer your question.
How did you come to the conclusion of osteoporosis of the skull as opposed to what she thinks, like most people?
Well, she's ignorant. Doctors know nothing about osteoporosis of the skull. They don't teach it in school. They don't want to know about osteoporosis of the skull because I can cure that. If you can cure osteoporosis of the skull, that means you can cure osteoporosis of the hips and the knees, and they make their living by doing double knee replacements and double hip replacements. So they don't ever talk about osteoporosis of the skull. So I came out with a book and a CD set. It's called It's All in Your Head. And on page number 6, there's two pictures, one of a normal skull cut through, a human skull. And you can see that the skull is only a quarter of an inch thick. The second picture is a skull of a human being with osteoporosis skull, and you can see the skull is an inch and a half thick. The 12 pairs of cranial nerves come through tunnels. Your spinal cord comes out of the skull in a tunnel. And all those tunnels, when you have osteoporosis skull, they're reduced their internal measurements by 75% to 80%, squeezing those nerves and things. So you can have a back problem. You take an X-ray of the back, and it looks good. You have terrible back pain because the skull is squeezing the spinal cord. Also, the spinal cord is going to tell your urinary bladder to urinate, and that's why I get people, they tell me, oh, yeah, I wake up 2 times an hour, so I may wake up 10 times a night. I may wake up 20 times a night to urinate, and it happens during the day sometimes. Just I can't stop it. Well, that's because the skull is squeezing that spinal cord, and the spinal cord is telling the urinary bladder to urinate, okay? And so all this is in this book. It's all in your head, and there's a CD that goes along with it. We did that CD about a year after the book came out because people had so many questions that we answered all the questions, and we're just about ready to kind of reprint them all. And so we're very, very excited about that.
You're still doing the Zoom meetings is it Friday, Doc?
Oh, yes. Ask Doc Live, okay, with Rebecca. Oh, yeah. I mean, she does a great job. And we have 2 hours of answering questions, health questions, for, what's this guy's name, George Norrie? Yeah.
So full information on that is on your website, criticalhealthnews.com?
That's correct.
All the information. Great. Good luck, Keith. Keep fighting the good fight, my friend. And it's just amazing how simple, and I don't want to just say simple in terms of simplicity, but just common sense takes care of things.
Yeah, well, once you know that there's osteoporosis skull, squeeze those nerves. When it squeezes your 9th cranial nerve, your voice changes, you have trouble swallowing, you lose your gag reflex. When it squeezes the 10th cranial nerve, you have AFib. Doctors will, atrial fibrillation, irregular heartbeat, they'll anesthetize you, cut your chest open, take your heart out, take a hot branding iron and touch it all over your heart to try and change the irregular heartbeat to normal. It's not a heart problem. It's the osteoporosis skull squeezing the 10th cranial nerve. That same cranial nerve, the 10th cranial nerve, goes down to your stomach and you get what's called gastroparesis. I mean, it causes pain that drops you to your knees. And the doctor says, oh, you have a gastric ulcer, and they'll take your stomach out. There's nothing wrong with your stomach. It's your skull squeezing that 10th cranial nerve. So all of these things are in this book. It's all in your head, and the CD that goes along with it. It will blow your mind. It's criminal that they don't teach this to medical students.
Text and tweets. Tom, what do you have for Doc this half hour?
Hey, Doc, this one's from Sheila in Birmingham, Alabama. What can I do about my ears? They itch all the time.
Okay.
That's what it says.
Okay, you sound like you were laughing about that, Tommy.
No, not at all.
Okay.
I'll laugh about it.
Itchy ears.
Okay.
What are itchy ears, Doc?
Well, itchy ears could be, again, osteoporosis of the skull, squeezing the 8th cranial nerve, the auditory branch of the 8th cranial nerve, causing itching in the ears. It can also cause tinnitus, ringing in the ears. It can also cause dizziness, okay, hearing loss. And people go, they get sent to her doctor's best friend who's, a hearing, ear, nose, and throat doctor. So he'll give her hearing aids and maybe even do surgery and cut nerves and things like that. And really, you just treat the osteoporosis of the skull with the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, the MSM, the collagen peptides, vitamin D3, and it all goes away. I mean, I have people that had high blood pressure. They're on dialysis for 25 years. The last 10 years, they're on dialysis 6 days a week. We get them on this program because of urination problems and so forth, and high blood pressure. And in 2 weeks' time, they're urinating again after 25 years of not urinating. And then we get them on the program they start urinating, so they reduce it down to 3 days a week instead of 6 days a week, and then two more weeks are totally off of dialysis after
Amazing.
25 years of being on dialysis.
I love that. Aaron's with us in Louisville, Kentucky. Hello, Aaron.
Hello, George.
Good to have you with us.
Yes. I have two questions. Maybe I'll throw in a third at the end.
Okay.
With gluten, did our ancestors, ancient man, did they deal with gluten to the degree that we do in their diet? How did we come to be on this?
Okay.
And
that's a good question.
Well,
let's go one at a time, Aaron.
Yeah,
go ahead, Doc.
So that's the question I ask. What did people do? Because biblically, you know, wheat was a big thing, right? And so what was going on? Well, it turns out in the 1700s, the average life expectancy of people in Europe and United States was 35.
Jeez.
Because they're eating wheat, yeah. That's on record. That the life expectancy of Americans and Canadians and Europeans was 35.
So if you got to 60, you were an old man, huh?
That's correct. And that's because they were eating wheat for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, just like Bruce Lee.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Bruce Lee paid the ultimate price. He died at 32, and he was supposed to be the guy, okay, when it came to fitness. He was the fitness guy.
Sure. He was the guru.
He was the guru. Gluten, 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 spaghetti.
But what did they do in the old days? Did they eat a lot of gluten?
Early. No, they just died early because they're eating wheat. The ones who lived a long time, the ones who eat like Asians, eat rice and potatoes and beans, that kind of stuff, because there's no gluten in them.
And all right, Aaron, let's go to your second question, Aaron.
So the cost of gluten-free products usually is a little more in stores, and I wonder if that's just because they don't sell as many units or it's the cost of having to process the products separate for, you know, to avoid cross-contamination.
No, basically it's because they know that when people are asking for gluten-free things, they are motivated, and they will pay anything to get gluten-free stuff. And so they just raise the price.
With Doc Wallach, criticalhealthnews.com, the toll-free number, 1-855-949-7234. Aaron, I've got a lot of other callers, so I've got to take some more. Let's go to Darren in Ogden, Utah. Darren, let's get you in here. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just calling about the Bruce Lee fact that out of Chuck Norris's mouth, the guy that was working out with him at the time of his death when he was filming Game of Death, the movie, he was working out really hard with Chuck, and he was going to take a muscle relaxer, and he was given something by some woman that ended up killing him. So ultimately, he was poisoned, and that was out of Chuck Norris's mouth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's what I said earlier, that he was really feeling badly, and his wife took him to her girlfriend who had pain relievers. She gave him the pain relievers. He went to bed that night, and he didn't wake up the next morning.
Oh, geez. Everything happened to him at that time,
yeah.
Didn't it? Tony's...
That was after 3 months of being on nothing but fruit and vegetables.
We're going to take calls next half hour with Doc Wallach as well, and then we'll have pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us in 3 weeks, and then Doc three after. So we'll see you, Doc, again after Christmas.
Oh, absolutely. And so it's one of those things where we want to save as many as we can, get that information out there. And again, on the books, if they buy 10 of any one title, they get a big, big discount. And we're having a 10 CD set out here, 10 CDs on the major diseases. With a pharmacist, Keith and I, is a big pharmacist, and I did this these recordings. So we're going to send you about 10 sets of those 10 CDs. Because we want you to get them into the hands of people who are going to get that information out there and save more people.
Are schools beginning to pick up your work?
Not yet, but we're going to make a big drive starting in the beginning in January coming up. We are going to, since we're going to have all these new tools, we are going to have, you know, Rebecca from Ask Doc Live, you know, the gal who does for you, she's going to set up for me to go speak to all these schools and everything. Chiropractic schools and naturopathic schools and nursing schools and medical schools. And so we're going to really work hard to get this information to them and we can save more people that way by getting an army. That's why, you know, we love you. You get the information out there. You save people by the thousands every day, George. We're just getting the information out there, and we cannot thank you enough.
And I got to tell you, Doc, there's nothing more satisfying than knowing that at least you helped one person, not just 1,000, but one person. It makes it all worthwhile.
Absolutely, and you're great at it.
Let's go to Tony, truck driving in Texas. Hey, Tone, go ahead.
Hey, George. Hi, Doc. Hey, I've been listening to you for a long time. Last couple of months, you did start talking about, you know, the skull shrinking. You kind of touched on it earlier, but whenever you talk about it, you never really talk about how to make it better. You know, you can't expand the bone, you know.
Oh, no, I can make it better. I can make it all go away.
Go ahead, Doc.
Okay. Yeah, what you have to do, get them off all the bad foods. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten, no wheat, barley, rye, oats, no buckwheat, no sugar, no carbonated drinks. And then they need one healthy brain and heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight. They need three of the MSM tablets at breakfast, lunch, and dinner. That'll be 2 bottles a month of that. They need the collagen peptides to rebuild all the cartilage and so forth, because the skull has the same bone structure microscopically and grossly as your femur and your legs and your hips and your knees and so forth. And when you have osteoporosis of the skull, you've got osteoporosis in every bone in your body. You don't just have osteoporosis in one little location. Okay, when you have bone-to-bone arthritis in your knees and the doctors want to do a double knee replacement.
Does the bone grow back, Doc? I think
what
Tony's
thinking. Oh, yeah. I regrow the bone all the time because we have before and after MRIs, before and after X-rays. And it's just, you know, the good Lord made us in such a way that we can repair ourselves from really major, major damage. Just like when I talked about these people with, they're on dialysis for 25 years. The last 10 years are on dialysis 6 days a week. We put them on the 90 essential nutrients plus the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets, and in 2 weeks' time, they start urinating again. So they dropped it down to 3 days a week. And then in 2 more weeks' time, they're totally off of dialysis after 25 years on dialysis. The same thing with the bones. I take professional athletes like Theo Ratliff, 24-year-old basketball player for the Atlanta Hawks. They took away his $35 million contract because he had bone-to-bone arthritis in both his knees. His hip lost its cartilage. He fractured his shooting arm wrist. Jeez. And they took his $35 million contract away from him. And that was my first specialty product, right? Healthy Bone and Joint Pack. I made it for Theo Ratliff. Okay? And he was on it for about 6 months. He went back and tried out again, and he played for 11 years for the Atlanta Hawks. Oh, and he made $100 million. Do you think he likes my product?
I think so. Doc, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back and take final calls with you in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. Next hour, Corinne Grillo joins us again as we talk about her latest work, Angel, Wealth, and Magic. Just think about what we're going to be talking about with her, so get ready for that. And welcome back to Coast, Dr. Joel Wallach with us, criticalhealthnews.com. Again, the toll-free number to call for assistance, 1-855-949-7234. And, Doc, you've been doing this for how many years now?
We've been taking the supplements for 75 years. And I was 5 years old when I was first diagnosed with Tourette syndrome. My mom and dad took me to 20 different doctors.
Jeez.
Over the next... 4 or 5 years, so 9 years old, they're going to institutionalize me after 20 different pediatricians and psychiatrists. I was getting worse. I was beating people up. I'm just a 9-year-old kid, and I'm beating up 30-year-old men, okay, because I was throwing bales of hay, very strong form kid. And so I'm sitting on the end of my bed on a Friday night. My mom and dad are packing my clothes because Monday they're taking me to the institution. They couldn't handle it anymore. And so I'm thinking, why am I having all this trouble? And so I'm thinking, you know, all the animals in the barn, they don't have this trouble. And so the next morning, Saturday morning, I go to the barn, and I threw out my Cheerios and my Wheaties and oatmeal and all that kind of stuff to the chickens. And I got the alfalfa pellets with all the vitamins and minerals added to them. And I put that in my cereal bowl, put milk in it, and I had that for breakfast. I had it for breakfast on Sunday, breakfast on Monday. By Monday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I was cured after 5 years of suffering. I cured myself in 3 days or 2.5 days, whatever it was. And I knew that doctors knew nothing about nutrition and certainly didn't know anything about Tourette syndrome. And so I quietly didn't say anything, but I began to treat people in the churches and schools and things. And after a couple of months, people started coming to me and asking me questions, how to cure this disease and how to cure that disease. And I knew what I had to do. So I got my degree in agriculture. I got my degree in veterinary medicine. I did three postdoctoral fellowships, which are in the Smithsonian Institute as a national treasure, represents 20,000 autopsies. And then I became a physician in 1982. And I knew I had to raise an army, and that's why I needed a friend and a colleague and a warrior like George Norrie to get the message out to millions of people. I can't thank you enough.
And we've done that. Let's go to Kathleen in Calgary in Canada. Welcome to the show. Hi, Kathleen.
Hi there. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome.
I think I talked to you guys about 4 months ago. So I've been taking Tangy Tangerine for probably the last 10 years. I started on the plant nutrients, OsteoFX, the Smart FX, the Glucogel, the circulation dropper.
Well, you're doing it all.
Supplement 15 minutes before a meal. And I've been doing this for 4 months now. And I have three questions. Can I over-supplement? My doctor did a blood test, and she said my calcium is really high. Or does my body expel the excess?
All right, let's go to question one. Go ahead, Doc. Okay, Too much calcium.
The question, when you have high calcium, that means you're calcium deficient, and your parathyroid glands are pulling a lot of calcium out of your bones, and so your blood calcium will run high. And doctors misinterpret it as you're eating too much calcium or supplementing too much calcium. And so are you still eating, let's see here, Kathleen, are you still eating gluten or buckwheat?
No, I've gotten off that.
Okay, good. All right, so, yeah, you may have to up your dose for that calcium to come back down. Not less, but more.
That would work that way, Doc?
Oh, yeah. The more calcium you take, it's kind of like when you have a leak of air in your tire because you have a nail, and you keep losing air in your tire, and you keep putting air in your tire, keep putting air in your tire. You got to take that nail out and put a patch on it, okay, and then the whole thing stops, okay? And so just stopping to take calcium because your blood calcium is elevated, and, of course, what should I say, doctors don't know anything about nutrition. They don't get a single course in nutrition. And so that's why they say silly things.
What is the downside of too much calcium in your system? Is there anything?
Constipated.
Oh, okay. Kathleen, second question.
Is there an option for your supplements that aren't sweetened? Like, can I take, like, the OsteoFX is like a vanilla flavoring? I just find everything so sweet. I don't have a sweet tooth.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, basically, the average American, when you start putting 90 essential nutrients into them, they complain about the taste and this and the other. So because we're marketing to literally millions of people every day, we have to make sure that they're, you know, when they buy it, they're not going to just take one spoonful and say,
spit it out.
Yeah, it tastes awful. And so we have to make it taste good. And so what you need to do is take our Rebound sports drink. Okay, if you're going to use a canned one, you got to pop the tops on them the night before you drink them. Drink one in the morning and one at noon and so forth. But, you know, we have 5,000 products. We have liquids, we have powders, we have tablets, and our main products. So they're in like three or four or five different forms.
Will Rebound give you the supplementation you're looking for by itself?
Not all of it, because you still need the essential fatty acids so you don't get blood clots and things like that. Also, you won't get asthma. If you take kids with asthma, get them on our get them on the 90 essential nutrients. We actually have one called Kids Toddy for kids. Tastes great. Tastes like orange juice. But you do have to give them the EFAs along with it. You puncture the EFAs and squirt it into their glass of Kids Toddy, and they have everything. And, you know, we take kids that have been on asthma medication for 6 years, and in just a couple of weeks they're off their asthma medication because it was just a simple nutritional deficiency. It's not genetic, as the doctors say.
Next up, next question, Kathleen, last one.
Last question. I don't eat regular meals. Like, I'll eat, like you talked before when I talked to you 4 months ago, you're like, eat three eggs every morning. And okay. I can eat three eggs every morning for about 4 days, but after that I get appetite fatigue. And I'll only eat, like, maybe one meal a day. Two at the most. Like, that's a lot for me to eat.
How much do you weigh?
What do you weigh, Kathleen?
I weigh about 142 pounds, and I'm about 5'7".
Okay. Do you have any memory problems or depression or anxiety or anything like that?
I have MS.
Oh, you have MS, yeah. You need three eggs twice a day, okay?
Oh.
Because when you have MS, when you have multiple sclerosis, you don't have enough cholesterol. Cholesterol makes up 25% of your brain weight. Cholesterol makes up 25% of your spinal cord weight. Do not take any statin drugs to lower your cholesterol. Do not avoid eggs. You need three eggs twice a day. And the eggs should be soft boiled, soft poached, soft scrambled in butter, no margarine, and certainly no fried eggs and no hard boiled eggs. And the MS will go away. Okay? And so you have to know what the treatment is. And people say, well, how long do I have to stay on that? Well, I'm 83 years old and I still have my three eggs twice a day. I've been doing it since, you know, I found out about this Tourette syndrome thing when I was 9. Okay? And cholesterol is your best friend. Cholesterol deficiency causes Alzheimer's disease, causes Parkinson's disease. You don't want any of that stuff. You already have MS. Okay? And so were you born with this or did you develop it later?
I got it back in 2003.
Oh, okay. So it's something that cured later. Are you on statin drugs to lower cholesterol?
Other than some MS drugs, like baclofen for spasticity, and I take Ocrevus every 6 months, and I'd really like to get off of all of it if I can. So that's why I started all this stuff 4 months ago.
Well, do what I say to get on those three eggs with soft yolks twice a day, breakfast and dinner. I mean, I have fish. This morning I had salmon fillets, okay? So that was good. I have rice. I also have wild rice.
You love rice. You're always eating rice.
Yeah, because there's no gluten in it.
Let's go to Tom for a text and tweet. What do you got, Tom, for Doc?
Hey, Doc, this is from Johnny in West Virginia. He says, is there a supplement that can help with bags around the eyes?
Yes. What you need to do is tone up the skin, which is two-thirds of the thickness of skin is connective tissue. So you need one healthy brain and heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight. And if you only weigh 100 pounds or 90 pounds, 110 pounds, take a half a dose twice a day. If you weigh 130, 140 pounds or more, take two healthy brain and heart packs per month, a full dose twice a day. But I also want you to take the MSM, two bottles a month, take three at breakfast, three at lunch, three at dinner time. They're going to tone up all the connective tissue, which includes the skin, okay, around your eyes. And on your cheeks and, your neck and so forth. And all these people with saggy, baggy skin all over, just like Bruce Lee had in the last picture before he died. He looked like he was 100 years old.
Jeez.
It was awful. And so...
And pharmacist Ben Doc would say, use hyaluronic acid on your face.
Yeah, well, hyaluronic acid, of course, we have the skin... all kinds of skin things, including hyaluronic acid, is called hair, skin, and nails. You can do that. You can use our hair, skin, and nails. Take three of those twice a day orally. And then, of course, we have the stuff to put on the skin itself. Okay,
like the creams and stuff like that.
Exactly.
Susan in Sun Valley, California. Hi, Suze. Go ahead. You there, Susan? Nope. She is not there. She was on hold for an hour, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. Chris in Kentucky, take it away, Chris.
Yes. Hi, George. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure thing.
What foods can you eat to help lower your blood sugar?
Okay. That's pretty lame, okay? You cannot lower your blood sugar by picking out a food. How much do you weigh?
295.
295.
How tall are you, Chris?
5'11".
5'11".
I like to see you weigh 200 pounds, so you're 95. You're almost 100 pounds overweight. So what I want you to do is get, almost 300 pounds.
What about Sweeties, Doc?
Well, I'm getting there, but I'm figuring dosages here for a 295-pound guy. I want you to go ahead and have one meal a day or keto shake. It's not to add to a meal, okay, it's a meal replacer. It doesn't have to be the same meal all the time. And then I want you to have two healthy brain and heart packs a month, a full dose of everything twice a day. And then I want you to get the Sweeties, get two bottles a month of Sweeties, take three twice a day or two, three times a day for a total of six a day. And then, do you ever get sleepy an hour after eating dinner?
Yes.
Yeah, you have reactive hypoglycemia. That's also the same deficiencies that can promote diabetes. Do you have any high blood pressure?
No.
Okay, good. All right. And so let's go there. And, of course, stay away from all the bad stuff. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten, no wheat, rye, oats, no sugar, no carbonated drinks. And you'll lose a half a pound to 2 pounds a day by doing this little system we just gave you. And you'll get rid of diabetes. It's easy to get rid of. It's not genetic or autoimmune in any way, shape, or form. Blood sugar is extremely easy to get rid of.
Why are so many people, Doc, diabetic?
Well, that's because they get misinformation from the doctor. They say, oh, just eat well, you get everything you need. Well, nutritional minerals, after we came up with electricity, because when we had wood and coal as fuel, we were using the wood ashes in our gardens as a fertilizer. 95% of the weight of wood ashes and coal ashes were minerals, only 2 or 3% carbon. And Grandma would put the wood ashes in our food, and so we're getting minerals that way. When we switched over to electricity, there's no more ashes, no more minerals, and everybody started getting all these mineral deficiencies they never had before because we've been using wood ashes and coal ashes for fuel for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. And let's see here, the U.S. Senate in 1936 came out with U.S. Senate Document 264, and they said there's no longer sufficient minerals in American farm soils to support normal human health and life. It was U.S. Senate Document 264, 1936. And so that's why we came out with the Healthy Blood Sugar Pack. You can use that for reactive hypoglycemia where you fall asleep an hour after dinner. You don't want to be falling asleep while you're driving. That's why these people fall asleep while they're driving. They cross the center line, kill themselves, and somebody else come the other direction because they have reactive hypoglycemia. It's a simple nutrition. And they test these people for drugs. They don't have any drugs in them. They say, well, why'd they cross the center line? Well, that's because their blood sugar was down to 10.
Jeez.
They fell asleep.
Next up, let's go to JJ in Visalia, California. Hey, JJ, go ahead.
Hey, guys. It's a pleasure to talk to you guys.
Thank you. Thanks for holding so long.
Thank you. Dr. Wallach, I've had 4 defibrillator surgeries. I got my first one when I was 27. I have long QT. My father died when he was 28. My grandfather is 31. I was wondering if you could tell me more about this.
Okay, yeah. Do you have any ringing in your ears?
I do, occasionally, about once or twice a day for about 10 seconds.
Okay. And how many times a night you wake up to urinate? Once, 3 times, 5 times?
Usually 0.
Okay, good.
That's a good sign.
Yeah. Okay. And so, let's see here. Again, you're talking about what? Lay it on me again.
It's long QT and arrhythmia.
Yeah, okay. Did they say you had something like AFib, atrial fibrillation, anything like that?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Did they talk to you about an ablation?
I've never heard of that word.
Okay, what is that, doctor?
Okay, well, that's the medical treatment for long QT and atrial fibrillation, where they anesthetize you, cut your chest open, take your heart out, touch it with a hot branding iron,
I've never had that done, but I've had 4 defibrillators switched out.
You see, but it's not a heart issue. That's why you can't fix it with those things, because it's not a heart issue. It's osteoporosis of the skull squeezing the 10th cranial nerve.
It's a nerve issue, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a nerve issue. And so you get on the 2 healthy brain and heart packs per month, full dose, everything twice a day, 2 bottles of MSM, take 3 of those. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner, the collagen peptides, a scoop of that with breakfast drink and a scoop of that with evening drink. I also want you to take our Ultimate Daily Classic tablets. Take 3 of those twice a day. It's 2 bottles a month, and that'll support a healthy heart rhythm and also to support healthy blood flow through blocked arteries and that kind of stuff in the brain and the heart and the kidneys and so on. And this will all go away. Okay, and that's why I want you to get a hold of the book and the CD, It's All in Your Head. That set will save 1 million people this coming year.
All the information is at the doc's website, criticalhealthnews.com. And again, the toll-free number to call in case you missed anything he has said tonight, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. And if you haven't been to the website, slam it, criticalhealthnews.com. They've also got a great app in your app store, criticalhealthnews.com. Download the app as well. Doc, have a great Christmas, and we'll talk to you in the new year, okay?
You too. Merry Christmas and happy new year coming. God bless you, George. You are the greatest.
Doc Wallach, criticalhealthnews.com. Up next, we're going to talk about angels. And yes, in the last hour, she communicates with angels and will take your questions and maybe help you out.